Hello and welcome to another edition of Coach's Corner presented by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Matt Shear. This week we will hear from two guests, Humboldt girls head soccer coach Rod Mooney and another Humboldt Wildcat athlete who has signed a letter of intent to play a sport at the college level in Jenica Beach. Our first guest is Humboldt girls soccer coach Rod Mooney, who saw his team host Ballard Friday night and fell 3-1 to the Bombers. I caught up with Coach Mooney after the match to get his thoughts on the loss and the road ahead.
We didn't mind that there was a little bit of rain and a little bit of cold tonight. We were kind of hoping the field would get a little bit slick. Unfortunately, it didn't really work out our way early on. They had a tough shot early on that got over Ava's hands, and it was from distance, and it was pretty tall. So that was just a good shot, you know. And then the second one, ball slid past our defender, which, you know, when the field gets wet, the ball starts sliding a lot faster. And, you know, it was just the beginning of when it was really starting to get wet and, you know, just slipped past us. You know, I thought our kids did a really good job of coming out in the second half, though, and really battling hard. They take pride in what they're doing. It was frustrating to be down 2 goals, and they took it upon themselves and picked up the offensive pressure, I thought, and really did a nice job of, you know, creating opportunities in the second half. So that was nice to see. You know, they're a bunch of tough-minded kids, and being down a goal or being down a couple of goals doesn't mean that we're done, and they keep playing. And
now, what was the message there? You guys were down 2-0 going into the half.
You know, we just didn't feel like they were 2 goals better than us, you know, and no disrespect to them. I think they're a good team, but I think we are too. And we unfortunately let a couple of goals get by that maybe didn't have to get by. And so we needed to take ownership for that, try to use the adverse situations and playing field to our advantage instead of negatively. And you know, that's what the girls did. They went out, they played harder, they created more opportunities. And that's what you need to do. You know, you get more opportunities and then maybe you get a couple of points. And finally, you know, Lily was able to get through and ball skidded on their goalie too. It was a good shot, but you have to create opportunities for yourselves and can't feel bad for yourself if you're down 2 goals. You just got to keep playing harder and not lose focus. And our kids did that. So it was nice to see.
And then you've got those big contests coming up next week against Hampton Dumont Cal. What are your thoughts on getting back to conference play now here in the latter half of the season?
Hey, we're happy to be playing right now. As the season goes on, it's nice to have games. You know, practices get tough. You know, it's a lot of running. It's a lot of work. And games are fun, you know. And so this is the time of year when you don't mind having a bunch of games. You know, hopefully the weather will cooperate and we can have some nice sunny days and not be standing out here in the rain. But hopefully the weather cooperates and we get these games in and, you know, get out here and play on nice days.
Well, Coach, I want to appreciate you for joining us here on KHBT 97.7 The Bolt. And that was a tough loss today, but you got those conference games coming up. I'm sure you guys will rebound coming up next week.
That was Humboldt Wildcats head girls soccer coach Rod Mooney. Our next guest is Humboldt Wildcats senior Jenica Beach, who recently signed her letter of intent to play volleyball at Emmaus Bible College. Jenica, I want to congratulate you first on signing a commitment to play at Emmaus Bible College here with volleyball coming up in the fall.
Thank you so much.
Jenica, when did you first fall in love with playing the game of volleyball and start playing volleyball?
Well, my mom has been the coach for volleyball for the past 13 years at Humboldt, and she started a team with me and a couple of my friends when we were in third and fourth grade. And at that time, it was just playing the game for fun, learning the basics, and then as time went on, then we learned more about the game and just fell in love with spending time together on the court.
Now, you've played for Humboldt the past few years in that Wildcat program. What has that experience been like?
It's been different throughout the years because my sophomore year, I had a different coach than I did my junior and senior year. But both the coaches, I loved them so very much. They were very different, but they were still good coaches.
What has been your favorite memory as a Humboldt Wildcat?
Specifically to volleyball, my favorite memory has been continuing to improve and always knowing that I could be better.
Now, with your volleyball career wrapped up at Humboldt, I know you're still going through track and field here this season. How would you want to be remembered as a Wildcat?
I want to be remembered as the person who is always giving 100%, having that energy, being able to lift up my teammates.
Moving on to the college side now, what about that program at Emmaus Bible College caught your attention to want to be a part of that program and the school?
As a college, they are rooted in the Word of God. They do Bible studies together. They do devotionals together. And so it's a close-knit group. And I just love that.
What excites you the most about the opportunity to also get to play volleyball now here at the college level?
I think it's going to be very fun. It's going to be very different, but it's going to be a good experience both on and off the court.
Well, Jenica, I want to appreciate you for joining us on 97.7 The Bolt, and congratulations on signing your commitment with Emmaus Bible College, and best of luck to you with volleyball in the fall as well.
Thank you so much.
That was Humboldt Wildcats senior Jenica Beach. With that, we will conclude this week's edition of Coach's Corner, presented by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Matt Shear. Tune in next week for another edition of Coach's Corner.